The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciples also went in, and the one who had arrived at the tomb first and saw and believed. And they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just a little more of a parenthetical before we get into the main part of the homily. We welcome everyone here to Holy Family and this Easter Mass. Do not think I made light of that earlier. I once was an Easter Catholic, Easter Christmas Catholic. I've told my story to a number of people, a number of congregations. I won't go into it. But after a conversion experience, I no longer have that problem. I was a regular Mass attendee. And I had gone, and I repeat this every Mass, I probably have told you this, every 5:30 Easter Mass at the end. Once, when I was an Easter Catholic, Easter Christmas Catholic, I went with my family, and that's another story. I was married and widower, have 3 children, 7 grandchildren, came to the priesthood later. I went to an Easter Mass with family members and my father-in-law, and we sat there, and the priest got up and said, "You know, nobody was here for Holy Thursday. Somebody, you need to come to Mass besides Easter. You just have to do that. You just, you know, need to come." And I remember thinking in my mind, and I had my father-in-law and hadn't been to Mass in a long time, I said, "What a welcome." And who knew? But I said in my mind, you know, if I was ever up there, I'd never say that. I'd just tell people they're welcome whenever they come to celebrate with us, to celebrate the Eucharist. So we're happy to have everyone here. And most of you are probably guests, family members, all sorts of things. But you are welcome here to the table of the Lord to celebrate the risen Christ. Key tenet of our faith, the resurrection. Perhaps the key tenet, the resurrection of our Lord. A moment in history, never to be repeated. A moment that we know deep down that Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is God, and he came for us. This whole 3 days of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Vigil, Mass, the whole celebration is about Jesus who comes for us, the world, and each one of us. To enter into our lives, to open our hearts. When we open our hearts to the Lord, he comes to us too. You know, there are many metaphors, allusions, we talk about it in the songs and the hymns and the prayers. We talk about Jesus as the light. Good Friday was recognition of the darkness of death. And Easter, look at all the allusions to Easter and the light. Easter sunrise services. We see pictures and paintings of the Lord with the light bursting out of the tomb. Jesus comes to enlighten us, to bring light into our lives, to bring light out of the darkness wherever the darkness is. Whatever is burdening us, whatever darkness is in our lives, came as the light of the world. And we need to be reminded of that over and over again. He came as light to each and every one of us. And so Easter Sunday, we celebrate with joy. We decorate with white and gold and flowers. And the singing is joyous. The prayers are joyous. Because the light of the world has come into our lives through rising, through the resurrection. It's the reality of Jesus. And notice who's the first one to really encounter the risen Christ. We didn't hear it, but we'll get to it in another gospel. It was Mary Magdala. Mary, known as the first, the apostle to the apostles. She's the one who takes the word out. She's the one who has that first encounter in the garden where she doesn't recognize him. How often are we not recognizing Jesus in our lives? And then Peter. You know, if you really look at this gospel and start to study it, there are all sorts of kind of interesting things going on here. Why are we concerned about who's running first? Why is the gospel writer telling us that they ran and the disciple that Jesus loved ran first? It wasn't really a foot race. The discussion of who this disciple is has gone on for many years, many centuries. Who is this disciple that Jesus loved? He is representative of us. We are that disciple. We are the disciple that Jesus loves. Now take that in. You and I, each individual, is the disciple, the one that Jesus loves. What awakening that can be. And we have to be reminded of it. At least I do. That we are the one, the individual that Jesus loves. And our task, just like Mary Magdala and the disciples, is to bring that light, that love of the risen Lord to the world. And in so many ways does the world need that today. In so many ways do we need to have the darkness of bigotry and racism and hate and violence driven out by the light of Jesus Christ. The love of Jesus Christ. Because through that love and through that joy and through that faith we have hope in the salvation of everyone, salvation of the world, the coming of two Jesus of each and every one of us. Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia.